Good morning and welcome to Coffee Time. This is one of my guests, are Dominic Aretano and Dennis Olson. Denny, of course, is the chairman of the Airport Authority, and Dominic is the manager of the airport. And we're going to talk about several things going on at the airfield here in Devils Lake. Morning, guys.
Good morning,
Eric. And to start with, Dominic, I guess just prior to our taping of this, the State Aeronautics Commission came out with the numbers for March, and things still look pretty good.
Yeah, right now they're looking good compared to last year's year-to-date. We are a couple hundred above what we had. We're hoping that we'll continue to grow.
All right, and talking about that now, Dennis, you've got some more details on the big change coming to the airport this summer and with regard to SkyWest flights from here to Denver and back.
Yeah, Eric, SkyWest has got a hold of us and said that they're looking at having Jamestown and Devils Lake no longer on a loop. So Jamestown will be getting their own jet every day as we will get our own jet every day. There will be no stopping in Jamestown any further. We'll have our own direct flight.
And that's supposed to start at the end of June, correct?
Yeah, approximately the 26th of June, subject if they have everything ready to go.
All right, and as we've talked about on the show many times over the last years, anytime you can eliminate a stop, it's a good thing because you never know what could potentially happen if you've got a stop and then take off again. So.
Well, the other thing they've led us to believe is once we get a dedicated flight, it may be coming a little earlier and leaving a little earlier, up to maybe 2 hours, which would help our passengers make their connections easier in Denver.
I was going to say, because right now, Dominic, it's pretty challenging to get, especially if you're going east, it's with the way the flight schedule is now, it's pretty tough to get from here to your final destination in one day because that flight to Denver leaves so late in the day.
It definitely is. I know my parents, they came here to Devils Lake, and they it was a challenge for them to get even to Devils Lake from New Orleans. So it's definitely hard to get out from east.
Okay, so looking for that to improve as well with that earlier schedule change, and like I said, that'll make it easier for making those connections if you're going beyond Denver to get where you're going. And as far as the airport itself, now, Dennis, after the big terminal expansion, taking a little pause but still working on some things behind the scenes.
Yes, this year we're working on project design and development. We're going to reseal our main runway and probably do a mill and overlay on parts of our taxiway that have deteriorated to the point we need to do something. And that will take about 4 days where we won't have flights next year, probably in August, because we have to give United and SkyWest a year's notice when we're going to do this. But the other part of it is when we're done with that, then we'll have a new paint job and we'll be good to go.
Okay, and like I said, it's not a situation where some of these airports, if they're doing a complete reconstruction of the runway, they lose flights for months at a time. It's just going to be a short-term situation.
Our engineering firm said they've been working with State Aeronautics and the FAA. They want to go 24/7, so at the most, we should be shut down no more than 4 days.
All right, and something else that has happened recently regarding the airport, too, Dominic, you've got a change with the fire rescue apparatus out there. As far as the city is now taking over responsibility for that?
They are actually coming aboard on the airport, and the fire department is basically essentially becoming airport employees. But they will be taking over whenever the flight comes in, and they will basically be, in case if anything does happen, they'll be there to serve the people of that come in through the airport.
And I know, Dennis, the City Commission talked about this at length a few months back, that they wanted to come up with a solution so that they do have it staffed every time and have the training and the availability to be there, because I know the FAA has certain requirements as far as how long they have to be there before the flight arrives and after it departs.
We've been working with the City Fire Department for months now. What basically is happening is we're giving up a full-time person to allow the fire department to hire a full-time person and also do the dedicated ARF duties at the airport. They will, from now on, be the authority having jurisdiction at our airport.
Yeah, so it should be another behind-the-scenes thing, so to speak, but the main thing is it helps guarantee that SkyWest is going to be able to continue coming in and out without any problems as far as some of those FAA requirements for having that equipment on standby.
Exactly. We were one of the few, I believe we might have been the only commercial airport left in North Dakota where there wasn't a fire department involved with the ARF duties. And I'm really looking forward to working with the guys at the City Fire Department. I know them all well. They've all been certified. They're just going through some more training. But what it will do is alleviate a lot of time for the ops guys. The guys are out doing the snow removal, the mowing the grass and everything, where they can continue in that portion of their duties.
And so they don't have to stop and get out of the plow and go man the fire truck.
A lot of people don't realize that when the plane comes in, there has to be an ARF person there at least 15 minutes before that plane lands. They have to remain in the building ready to take that fire truck out until 15 minutes after that plane has left. So it's a time-consuming element.
And especially with some of the, I know earlier when the flight schedule was different, I mean, you had some of those late-night flights and you had to have it, even if it was coming in at 12:30 in the morning, you had to have somebody there in order to meet that flight.
Exactly, and then to have somebody on a 40-hour week, we had to do a balancing act so nobody got a whole lot of overtime during those periods.
All right, and Dominic, I would imagine you're still seeing, even though the numbers were down a little bit for March, still seeing a lot of people coming not only from here in the Lake region, but from throughout the whole region to hop on that flight to and from Denver.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the projections this month. We're actually supposed to have a high record month this year, or I guess this month, I should say. So, everything's looking good so far.
Okay, and I would imagine, too, as the weather gets nicer and the that nonstop flight comes into play, you'll have the summer tourism season kicking in as well. So you got a number of things that are all going to combine there to probably pop the numbers up this summer as well.
Exactly. I think that with the direct flight to Denver, our passenger boardings should hopefully go up as well.
Right. It's like you said, that's not only going to cut the travel time a little bit with a direct flight, just lessens the potential for something to happen when it lands in Jamestown. So, all right. I guess, Dennis, anything else you wanted to add about things happening at the airport?
The one thing I guess I would like to add is don't be afraid to come out and take a look at our facility. Generally, the doors are open by 9 o'clock. You can tour the facility. You can look to see what we have. You can go over to the movement side and check out the jet bridge, the passenger boarding bridge, our carousel. We have a very nice lobby with a fireplace, a couch. If you've never been there, come out and check us out, please.
And I was going to say, the passenger boarding bridge, of course, not as big of an issue when the weather's nice for the 5 months of the year. We don't have winter, but the other 7 months of the year, that really makes things very convenient.
Well, it's also convenient in the summer when we have those rain days and the wind days. It makes it very nice to be able to not have to climb up a ladder, climb up a ramp. The ramp from the jet bridge to the plane is a very slow incline. So it's very convenient for the elderly and people with issues.
And like you said, especially if it's raining or snowing and it's you got that little bit of an incline, it can make it kind of slippery too. So
absolutely.
All right. Well, we appreciate you both coming on and giving us a little overview of things that are happening there at the Devil's Lake Regional Airport. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, that's going to do it for the show this morning. Joining me this morning has been Dennis Olson, the chairman of the Devil's Lake Airport Authority, and Dominic Aretano, the manager of the Devil's Lake Regional Airport. And, of course, you can join me each weekday morning at 9:05 on KDLR and 11:30 on KZZY for coffee time.